when we gathered last year for this celebration, I did not think that it would come to me again, the privilege of leading us in prayer for this very special Mass at the Cathedral Church, gathered with the priests in ministry in this diocese. Earlier this morning, I was thinking that I should find a sort of a moderate size papal flag, because I've noticed in watching Olympic events, those running, that after the winner has crossed the finish line, he gets to do one additional lap, waving his country's flag. And I could do the victory lap around the cathedral. Because after having crossed the finish line at my 75th birthday and then being notified last December of the appointment of the new bishop for Biloxi, and then expecting that to happen in mid-February of this year, and then, of course, as you know, due to my successor's health problems, he was hospitalized and has been delayed in his coming to us, which is now scheduled again. But as since December 16th of last year, with that press conference, I have been looking over my shoulder as I crossed the finish line, and no one was even close. But he's on his way, and I couldn't find the flag. This very special celebration, brothers and sisters, the blessing of the oils for the catechumens and for the sick, and the consecration of the chrism for sacred anointings in baptism, confirmation, and ordinations. As God's holy people, anointed ones all, we gather together in prayer on this special occasion to be reminded that we have been signed, marked in a particular way as witnesses of God's love. By anointing, we have become a people set aside, all priestly people committed to sharing the good news of God's love and cooperating in the building up of the kingdom of God here on earth, a kingdom of light and love and peace. At the annual Chrism Mass, the blessings and the consecration of oils which will be presented, we are reminded of the mission and the ministries that are ours through the holy anointings that we have received. At the Chrism Mass, we are not only witnesses who look upon this sacred source of our unity and empowerment, but we also call to mind that we are sharers in that sacred divinity of our God, and we are cooperators in God's plan of revelation of infinite love and divine mercy. We are to embody by the powerful gifts of the Holy Spirit that who we are as God's ministers. Each and every one of us has been anointed and sent forth with our particular mission of loving and caring and healing. And we echo, each one in a unique way, the words of the prophet Isaiah, which we heard proclaim for us this morning from chapter 61, those same words that Jesus chose as he stood in the temple and read from the scrolls at the beginning of his mission of salvation. We have heard and we are reminded. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon us because the Lord has anointed us and has sent us to bring good news, glad tidings. We read further to give oil of gladness, to rebuild, to restore, to be oaks of justice sent to show the glory of God. To all gathered here today, and to the priests gathered here to join in this celebration, we note that it is our day to pronounce again our commitment as ones anointed, marked in a particular way for ministry to the people of God, and we renew our commitment to that service for the greater glory of God.